Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The Texas legislature appropriated funds this past session that will allow Chief Operating Officer Scott Borif to hire new staff to fill a variety of positions. When I spoke to Borif at the end of August, he told me he hopes to have the positions filled quickly.
Well, we're moving pretty aggressively to get these positions posted now. Our hope is to begin interviewing immediately so that as quickly after the beginning of the fiscal year, which is September the 1st, that we could start filling as many of those positions as possible.
There are about 200 positions to fill, from maintenance workers to park rangers to law enforcement and business analysts and others.
The new positions that were funded by the legislature will be positions that have either eroded over the years because of decreased funding or have been unavailable to us because we just didn't have the money to hire them. So the majority of our positions this year are going to be new positions. We'll also be trying to fill those positions that have come open because of turnover.
Borif says with the money comes responsibility.
I do think that it's going to be a lot of work because along with the money came some requirements for us to look at business practices and for us to look at ways to manage our financial resources more efficiently and more effectively.
Are you interested in a career with state parks? Then go to passporttotexas.org and find a link to job postings there. You'll also find a number to our human resources department and you can call somebody and talk to them directly. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.